Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble, at your service. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I've got, folks, I warned you in the earlier part of the hour, the first of the hour, when I told you that Gerald Celente was going to be in the building. I warned you, gave you fair warning, and I told you to buckle your seatbelts. Well, keep them tight, because you're about to be on a wild ride. Gerald Celente is here. He is the author of Trends 2000, which is a book that you still should be reading, even though it's over 10 years old. He's the author of the outstanding Trends Journal, which is now celebrating 20 years of publication. He's celebrating 30 years as a trends tracker. He calls himself a trends tracker, but I think he's a futurist because he's just too darn accurate. Gerald Celente has been a member of our Brain Trust for almost 13 years. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Gerald, congratulations. 30 years in your trend tracking business, 20 years for the Trends Journal. I've been telling my audience about you for 13 of those years, and it makes me very happy to say that. And so congratulations. I like celebrating milestones.
Ah, thank you. Yeah, no, the Trends Journal, the winter edition that we just put out, the anniversary issue, we began as a eight-page newsletter. And now this 44 pages full color.
I remember. I remember when they were eight pages.
Yeah. So it's come a long way. We cover the waterfront. We're literally from alternative energies to fortunes in food to economy, and we look at over 300 different trend categories. So the process is making connections between different fields. And, of course, I'm a political atheist, as you know.
Yep.
So I don't believe in these fairy tales. You know, people, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, I'm right-wing, left-wing. I just look at the facts for what they are. And I don't care. It's not about what I want, what I wish, what I hope for. It's about what is. And people should really grow up about that. It's not about your ideology, your belief. You know, we're not, you know, this is real life over here. And it doesn't fall the way you want it to be, and you have no control over the whole global geopolitical situation. So just look at it for what it is and make an assessment so you could plan for the future. Why go into the future blindly? Do you realize, you know, there's no cabinet position of trend forecasting or looking into the future? Most corporations, really, and I've been in them, they don't really have trend forecasting divisions. I would say the best one in the country, hands down, is probably Hallmark. You know, they're really, really, really pros at it. Yeah, they're really good at it. They've been at it. They're really dedicated to it.
Huh.
But most of them, they just talk a game. Because to forecast trends, you know, I remember doing one for one of the largest consumer product companies in the world. I won't mention the name, but they're from Switzerland. And I was showing them, you know, it was a trend tracking seminar. They brought us in to show them how to forecast trends. And I brought in a bunch of newspapers, magazines. This is before the internet days. And well, I still read newspapers, by the way. Every day I read the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, just to get the information. Anyway, and I'm showing them how to read for a purpose, and all the different categories that you have to look for, and even things outside your scope of interest. So I could see it's falling flat, about 20 people in the room. So I took a break, and a guy corners me in the bathroom, and he said, listen, he said, we can't read. If they saw us sitting down reading all day long, they think we were goofing off.
And not doing something right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Well, you know, folks, I'm looking at a file. I've got a huge file here. And Gerald, I'm holding a 1998 document that I got from you. Folks, if you could go through my big thick file here of all the stuff that I've received from Gerald and we've talked about and that I've used in my own business, and I have used it, Gerald, if you could go through this and you started from the beginning of the early stuff we got and you started reading through it, you would start saying, whoa, he knew that when? He knew that then? Whoa, what? I mean, this is the kind of stuff, folks, that this is what Gerald does. As he says, he's a trends tracker, but you've been doing this a long time, Gerald. You've gotten good at it, and we've got some things that you want to talk about. And we're going to talk about the new Trends Journal and some of the things, some what you call the top 11 trends for 2011. And so we're going to do that in the next break, after the next break. And so, Gerald, again, congratulations on these milestones. I encourage all small business owners, and Gerald is a small business owner just like you and me. And I encourage everybody to celebrate these milestones, folks. When you come to a milestone year, celebrate it. Let your customers know about it. It shows that you are able to persevere. It shows that you're able to hang on. And people like that. TrendsJournal.com, is that right, Gerald?
That's right, TrendsJournal.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Gerald Celente. After these messages, do not unbuckle your seatbelt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.